I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in a minute, if you head into the woods this summer, what is true about grizzlies? But first, let's check in on the trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, which has had some twists. New audio has surfaced from that Bob Costas NBC interview that somehow didn't make it on air back in November. Let's listen to a portion.
And I didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped. There are many that I hardly had any contact with, who I have helped in many, many ways.
Why did Jerry Sandusky use that phrase, sexual needs? Did he just misspeak? Meanwhile, defense lawyers filed a motion to introduce testimony from a psychologist who says Jerry Sandusky's behavior may have been caused by something called histrionic personality disorder. He's been charged with 51 counts of sexual abuse of children over a 15-year period. Michael Sisak is with the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He's at the courthouse in Bellefonte. And, Michael, this is the second day of defense testimony. Who are we hearing from today?
Well, we have heard from about a dozen character witnesses between yesterday and today already. They are all talking about how Jerry Sandusky was revered in this community, both as a football coach and as a supporter of children through his Second Mile charity. One person called him a local hero. Another person talked about how Jerry Sandusky and his wife Dottie would always take her Down syndrome son out to dinner, and they were real champions of him. When the mother asked the son, who's the best, he would always reply, Jerry, very emphatically.
Yeah. Well, we know the defense is now also planning to introduce this concept of histrionic personality disorder. It includes making rash decisions, wanting to be the center of attention, and at times inappropriate sexual behavior. What is the goal of this defense? Some of the prosecution have already said, you know, anonymously off the record, terrific, it's just another word for pedophile. Others have said maybe this is the basis of an insanity defense. What's the thinking?
Well, if there was going to be an insanity defense, they would have to alert the prosecutors to that in advance of trial. A lot of people are reading it as a defense to the entire set of charges. Really, in the brief that was filed last week, the attorney said this was a defense to some of the letters that were written, some of the contact that continued with these accusers after this alleged abuse occurred. This histrionic personality disorder is characterized by a need for drama and attention in somebody's life, and at times they might seem sexually suggestive, but really it's more of a personality thing than a sexual thing. The idea for that is that defense attorneys are trying to explain away the letters that were written to victim four, for example, and some of the continued contact that may have looked like a grooming mechanism or a continued sort of carrot-and-stick approach, as one attorney described it, that Jerry Sandusky had with these youth.
Yeah, well, it would seem that the defense might be having another problem because, as is being widely reported, this disorder is one that is going to be struck from the next revision of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. It's not even going to be included. And so, you know, there will be, I'm sure the prosecution will raise that. Meanwhile, there's this new sound in which Jerry Sandusky seems to be saying that he chose some young people for sexual encounters, but others he didn't. It could have been, you know, a slip. But what's the thinking about the introduction of this new sound from the Bob Costas interview?
Well, it was very alarming to see that come out yesterday. Michael Rosikoff of NBC News reported on that. And it was interesting because, first of all, the question that comes out is, why wasn't that aired in the first place, or why wasn't this raised earlier? And to hear that, you know, it seems like damning evidence against Jerry Sandusky. It seems like prosecutors would want to bring that into the case to let jurors hear that, in addition to all the other things they've already heard from that interview, including Jerry Sandusky admitting to showering with young people and had that 12-second delay before saying no, he was not sexually attracted to young people. Mm-hmm. Now, some people could interpret that line that was cut as Jerry Sandusky sort of being rhetorical, saying, no, I didn't approach everyone I saw for sexual needs. I didn't, you know, approach anybody for sexual needs. Of course, he left that part out of the interview.
Right. Mike, just one last question. We've asked you before, but with given all this new information, what is your sense that either Jerry Sandusky or his wife will be called to the stand?
Well, we've heard from Jerry Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola. In his opening statement, he promised that Jerry Sandusky would get up there and, in his own words, give his side of the story. And when asked about that last week, Joe Amendola again said, well, you know, I'm Catholic. I don't lie. I made an opening statement implying that he would testify. And again, today, even when asked, he said this case is like a soap General Hospital or Oh My Children, which is probably a poor choice of words, Oh My Children. Mm. But he said, you know, stay tuned when people were asking if Jerry Sandusky is indeed going to testify. I expect to hear from him sometime tomorrow, because in this case, the only person that can explain Jerry Sandusky's side of the story is Jerry Sandusky.
Mike Sisak with the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on the ongoing trial of Jerry Sandusky in Bellefonte. Mike, thanks so much.